Good morning and welcome to the Grendene audio conference in order to analyze the results of the second quarter of 2011. We would like to inform that this audio conference will be carried out in Portuguese with simultaneous translation into English. Currently, all the participants are connected as listeners, and subsequently, we will initiate our Q&A session when the instructions for are announced. If it is necessary any assistance during the audio conference, please request help from an operator pressing star zero. This audio conference is being recorded and will be made available in the site ri.grendene.com.br. We have amongst us the main executives of Grendene that will also be available to answer your questions. Rudimaldo Onder, Industrial Director and Commercial Director, Mr. Francisco Schmitz, Director of Relationship with Investor, Edson Matsuo, Development of Products, Mr. Magno Kleber Freitas, Exports, Gelson Luis Rostirolla, Financial Director and Controller, Luis Antonio Moroni, Sales, Mr. Marcio Dalbo, Marketing, and Mr. Paulo Pedofilio, Melissa Division. We would like to inform that the press release of the second quarter of 2011 is available on the website ri.grendene.com.br in Portuguese and in English. Before we proceed, I would like to clarify that certain statements made during this teleconference about the perspectives and the operational and financial estimates of the company's business are just forecasts based on the expectation of the board regarding the future of the company. These expectations highly depend on the market conditions, the general economic performance of the country, and the international market sector. Now I would like to give the floor to Mr. Francisco Schmidt, Director of Relationship with Investors of the company. Mr. Francisco, you have the floor. Good morning to everyone. Thank you very much for participating in this audio conference from Grendene in order to announce the result of the second quarter of 2011, as well as the company's perspective for the future. As you are aware of, yesterday we announced the information regarding this period after closing the market. In our press release, you can already find it in our site with relationship with our investors of the company. In my comment, I will be very brief, highlighting a number of relevant aspects. And I will talk about the performance of the second quarter of 2011. I will talk about financial, economic aspects and the prospects of Grendene. And we will have a greater period of time to entertain questions. Before we embark in the performance discussion, I would like to highlight that according to the social bylaws, our minimum dividend is based on 25% of the next revenue. It's a holdover of last year after what we have in reserves from based on the balance from 36/2011. The company declares, based on its new policy of dividends, 26.8 additional million reais that will be paid as of August 31st of 2011 to the shareholders owning shares that have been registered in the company 18th of August 2011. This way, the shares of Grendene will be traded ex-dividends as of August 19th in the BMF Bovespa. Grendene maintains leadership in Brazilian shoewear exports for 9 consecutive years with 35.8% of Brazilian exports in the first semester of 2011. Now, regarding the performance of the second quarter of 2011, the results attained in this periods were not good. We had a drop in gross revenue of 21% when compared to the second quarter of 2010, both in the internal market, a drop of 19.9%, as in the foreign market, that was a drop of 25.8%, in the volumes, drop of 18.8%, and also in the internal market, we had a drop of 15.4%, and foreign market, a drop of 26.5%. Now, EBITDA, a drop of 46.2%, and then EBITDA, we would have a drop of 23.1%, and net profit, a drop of 3.1%. All figures regard, we are comparing it to the second quarter of 2011 and the second quarter of 2010. We underestimated the impact on the demand of shoe wear regarding the macroeconomic measures adopted to contain the inflation and to compensate in the internal market the drop of revenue that we expected for the foreign market. It is true that we maintained our gains of operational efficiency and we maintained a good gross margin of 35%, well above the 30% that we attained in the second quarter of 2010. Nevertheless, with insufficient volumes in order to improve the EBIT margins, that was 1.7% in the second quarter of 2011 compared to 2.6% to the second quarter of 2010, as it was our objective. Nevertheless, due to the volume of the cash of the company and the high Selic rate, we elevated the net margin to 15.1% in the second quarter of 2011 compared to 12.4% in the second quarter of 2010. Now, the good results attained in the first quarter of 2011 compared to a negative base in the first quarter of 2010 were sufficient to guarantee that the first quarter, the first semester of 2011 were better than the first semester of 2010 in gross margins, 36.6% compared to 30.4%. EBIT 7.7% compared to 4.9% and net 17.9% compared to 12.5%. Now, we maintained our price policy being that 5.3% of the unit prices of the internal market of the second quarter of 2011 compared to the same period in 2010 is explained by the variation of the sales mix that is proved by the CPS prepared in the second quarter 2011 compared to second quarter of 2010 of 8.5%. Moreover, a drop of CPS per par above the drop of unit prices in the same period confirmed the operational efficiency gains once we were able to attain even having a drop of volumes in the second quarter of 2011 compared to 2010. This implies in the lower use of capacity and in the inflation of the period. As we have highlighted, the company is in another level of operational efficiency. The exchange rate continues extremely unfavorable to exports, and its impact in the second quarter of 2011 was a reduction of the total gross revenue of 6.6 million heads, being that the gross revenue of the external market dropped 16.7% before considering exchange variation of 25.8% after we consider this effect. This scenario, according to our expectations, should continue. Although in our assessment, the demand of shoe wear must slow down throughout this period as a consequence of the macroeconomical situation, the drop of volumes of Grendini must have been greater than what was verified in the market, which represents a loss in market share. We will only have an accurate idea after the market figures are announced. The attained results indicate that we should carry out corrections. We will double the efforts in operational efficiency and pursue to adapt ourselves in terms of product portfolio to our current situation. Although the consumption in Brazil, mainly the consumption of shoe wear, has dropped in this period, the drivers of the internal market consumption continue, like the increase of salary mass, the ascension of classes D and C, and the creation of formal jobs. although monetary authorities to fight against inflation have caused strong impact in the demand, we believe that in the middle term, the trend of the increase of consumption will continue. Even though in a negative scenario, Grendene generated 100 million of net profit in the first semester of 2011, 18.2% greater than the same period last year, and we've declared dividends of 71.9%, a payout of 72%. This value is 108% greater than the dividends that were anticipated in the same period of 2010.
At that time, we paid 34.5 million, thus showing its confidence in the future. With 1,020,000,000 reals in net cash and a great capacity of production and acknowledged capacity of launching products that translate the desires of consumers, a strong international presence and excellence in its operations, Grendene is well positioned to adapt to any economic scenario. Taking advantage of all opportunities that the market shows to consolidate its position of leadership. Operating activities generated cash flows of 286.4 million in the first half of 2011, increasing cash availabilities to 1.2 billion on June the 30th, 2011. Although the results of 2011 may be below expectations, probably they will be worse than those of 2010, our management keeps a prudent optimism about the outlook of the growth of the internal shoe market, supported by an improvement in the income of the population, the investments forecasted for the country in the next years, and the international sports events that will take place in Brazil in the near future, as well as its capacity that has been broadly shown along the time of reacting to unfavorable scenarios. Internally, we are going to keep focus on strengthening our brands, on operational excellence, and on gaining market share. Based on these expectations, Grendene is ready for its growth, and it trusts to reach all its objectives in a five-year time, 2011 to 2015, and we are keeping these goals. Just to remind you, our guidance in the market is to have a growth at a compound average rate between 8 to 12% in 5 years from 2011 to 2015, and a growth of net income at a compound average rate between 12 and 15% in the 5 years, 2011-2015. Grendene has the objective of keeping in the experience expenses of advertising marketing on average between 8 to 10% of its net revenues. We understand that in this period, we may have years with a higher growth than this rate and others with a lower growth, which is probably going to happen in 2011. But we intend, on average, to reach this target. Well, thank you very much, and now we are going to open for your questions. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to start now the Q&A session. If you want to ask a question, please press star 1. If you want to withdraw your question from the list, just press star 2. Our first question comes from Gustavo Barreto from Dinamo. Good morning, everyone. I have three questions, if you allow me. My first question is, I would like to understand in which products or distribution channels you felt the most deceleration, and loss of market share that you mentioned. I'll ask my other two questions later on. Well, good morning, Gustavo. Well, loss of market share is not something that we can measure so far because market data and the competitors haven't published and disclosed their numbers yet. And the shoe industry and the calçados haven't issued their research. So I think the market has gone down as much as we have. So we cannot say that we lost market share yet. We believe we have, but we have seen a generalized drop in the segment. We do not have, well, this specific product failed in the market, and that's why it lost sales. No, it was a general loss that we believe is a combination of a economic scenario that is under strong deceleration, and it's something that we already expected. We had announced that we thought it would be a difficult quarter, but we thought we would have a difficult second quarter and then we would pick up. And this is not really what we consider is going to happen now, because we had a very strong drop along all lines. Okay, I understood. This is very clear. So my second question is the following. What is your feeling with regard to whom you lost this market share? Are they more organized competitors, or are they smaller players? Well, in the area of exports, because of the dollar exchange rate, obviously, and this was something that had been announced before. We knew that. In the domestic market, we compete with different segments. And so we have the mass segment, where we have more organized competitors, and then in this segment, we still do not have the numbers of our competitors. We have one major competitor. But in other segments, like women's shoes and children's shoes, they are a lot more scattered. You're talking about smaller companies that do not disclose their results. And then again, it's very difficult for us to know to whom we lost market share. Okay. The third question is regard to sales. I didn't get it. I'm sorry. If your sales force would know to whom they are losing market share, but I understood, it's clear. So I'm going to ask you another question. I would like to know what were your sales like at Francao. This is a very important trade show for you, and I would also like to know if you think that deceleration is going to go throughout the whole of the year, especially because now you already have gone 1 month in the third quarter, or if you have an idea that this is going to be reversed. I'm sorry. I was in silent mode. Yes, I couldn't hear you. I'm very sorry. I had put it in silent mode, so I'm going to go back. Well, Francao, as I always say, is a very important trade show for us, but it's not a sales trade show. Because Grendene's sales are very large in volume, the kind of sales that we have during Francao are really not very important. They are not different from other days. What is important for us at Francao is to talk to people, people in the market, try to measure the feelings that those people have with regards to the market, what the competition is like, how buyers see the market, what is going on as a whole. So this is basically a show to collect qualitative impressions of the market, not quantitative. And the overall impression that we had is that the second half of the year is going to be difficult for the economy. The Brazilian economy is under deceleration. We had already observed that in the end of the first quarter. We thought we would resume growth after the second quarter, that spirits would be higher, but this is not happening. So it's going to be a tough year. I don't know how tough it's going to be. We started the year. Our goal established some references that the exchange rate would be about 1.7, that the GDP would grow by 4%, and inflation rates would be 5%. today we see that the dollar is not going to go above 1.6. Interest rates are higher than expected. Inflation is 6.5 or even above that. And GDP will hardly going to grow more than 3.7, 3.8%. So the whole scenario really features a deceleration of demand. And our reaction to that is really to balance our portfolio, as we have traditionally done, because the portfolio for a time of fast growth is one. For an economy of deceleration is a different one, and we have to balance that. I don't know if that answers your questions, but that's basically the scenario that we in view for the future. Okay, thank you very much. Thanks, Gustav. Excuse us, if you want to ask a question, just press star 1. Once again, if you want to ask a question, just press star 1. Our next question comes from Gustavo Barreto from Dinamo. Well, it's me again. I have just one more question. The other question is about Melissa. I would like to know if there is anything new about your plan. I know that Arezzo, after it went public, it's been very successful with its franchise model. Do you have any news with regard to that? No news. What we have is analyzed other ways to get to our customers, but this is still under study. We haven't defined anything, nothing that we can really disclose to the market at this point. Okay, thank you very much. Well, once again, if you want to ask a question, just press star 1. Well, we are now closing our Q&A session. I would like to turn the call over to Mr. Schmidt for his final considerations. Please, Mr. Schmidt, you may go on. Well, just to finalize, I would like to emphasize that Grendene is going to reinforce the execution of its strategy for 2011, always seeking for operational efficiency by means of continuous improvement and reinforcing its links to distribution channels and customers. As I mentioned in the Q&A, getting closer to our final customer is going to be important for our strategy to strengthen brand. We want to gain scale, growing with sustainability and solidity, both in the domestic and foreign markets, particularly focusing on the maintaining of our margins. Well, once again, thank you very much, employees, suppliers, shareholders, community in general, for the renewed sign of confidence. Thank you very much. Grendene's conference call is now closed. We thank you for joining us, and thank you for using Chorus Call.